This recording was made at an open meeting of the Federal Election Commission on Thursday, March 9th. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Second item on our agenda this morning, notice of availability for a rulemaking petition regarding exemption for certain grassroots lobbying communications from the definition of electioneering communications. That's a mouthful. Agenda document number 0613, and we have a late submitted document. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move for the suspension of the rules for the timely submission of documents to consider agenda document 06-13.
Everyone's heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes by the votes of all commissioners present. And for the counsel's office, Cheryl Hemsley and Brad Deutsch doing the work on this matter. Ms. Hemsley, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, good morning. Agenda item 0613 is a draft notice of availability for a petition for rulemaking that we received from the AFL-CIO, the Alliance for Justice, the Chamber of Commerce of the United States, the National Education Association, and OMB Watch. The petition asks the Commission to amend the electioneering communications regulations by creating an exception for certain grassroots lobbying communications that might otherwise fall within the definition of electioneering communication. We reviewed the petition and found it to be legally sufficient. If approved, the notice of availability would be published in the Federal Register to seek comment on whether the Commission should initiate a rulemaking on the proposed exception. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd be pleased to answer any questions.
Thank you. Discussion on the proposed notice of availability. Okay. Do we have a motion?
Yeah.
Mr. Vice Chairman, or anyone wish to do the honors? Mr. Vice Chairman. I'm sorry.
I'm going to vote against it, so I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Procedurally, it creates the awkwardness.
All right. Although it may not be unprecedented here for someone to vote against Rush. Okay. Well, would anyone else like to introduce a motion? Commissioner Von Spakovsky.
I'm going to make a motion that we approve this and put it out as required to under the regs. I actually want to thank the petitioners for filing this request with us over how we should regulate electioneering communications, which is a fancy BCRA and FEC term for political speech. And I think that's a very important issue. In 434F, Congress specifically authorized us to craft exemptions to the electioneering communications statute. The Supreme Court's recent remand of the Wisconsin Right to Life case made it clear that McConnell did not foreclose as-applied challenges. I think given that this is an election year and given the possible delay in this issue being decided by the time the district court decides a Wisconsin Right to Life and it goes back to the Supreme Court, that it's important for us to take this matter up ourselves. And so I'm going to make a motion, as I've said, that we approve this and put it out as required.
Oh, thank you. And as I understand it, is the situation where we do these notice of availabilities if we approve them, and then it goes out for comment, and commenters essentially are given an opportunity to submit comments on whether we should open a rulemaking, and that is then independently decided at the end of the comment period. Is that sort of the structure of what we're doing? Mr. Norton.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. This is more or less a pro forma step. The regulations provide that once we receive comments on the petition, we consider the appropriateness of proceeding with the notice of proposed rulemaking, and there are a number of factors laid out in 200.5 of our regulations, including the desirability of proceeding on a case-by-case basis, available resources, policy considerations, and so on. So this would be the first step, but by no means commits the Commission to proceeding with a notice of proposed rulemaking.
And so therefore, at the end of the comment period, if we issue the NOA, we then apply that criteria and make our own independent judgment about whether to issue a notice of proposed rulemaking?
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I indicated a moment ago, I'm intending to vote against this, and I just wanted to discuss briefly why. And it really arises from the fact that I don't have confidence that if we embark upon this path that we are going to reach a workable solution in time for it to be relevant for this election cycle, or for elections this November, which is the end of the cycle. We're scheduled to complete three rulemakings in light of the Shays decision by the end of March. Our advisory opinion docket is growing, and the trend line is that it's going to be among the heaviest in years. Congress is increasingly likely to pass 527 legislation. If it does, that will necessitate this agency undertaking rulemaking this summer, possibly on an expedited schedule for the fall. And the grassroots lobbying exception is currently the subject of active litigation, which further complicates the process. In light of all of that, I don't think we can reasonably expect to resolve this issue in this cycle. And with that belief, I think it's I'm going to oppose beginning the process.
Thank you. Other thoughts on the proposed notice of availability? Commissioner Mason.
I understand the Vice Chairman's objection, but I think it's placed at the wrong point in the process. Because our regulations say that if a document qualifies as a petition under 11 CFR 200.2, the Commission, upon the recommendation of the Office of General Counsel, will publish a notice of availability. And after the notice of availability, we have the question of whether we're going to open a rulemaking or not. And we could well decide then not to. But frankly, if we were to fail to publish the notice of availability, the petitioners here would have a cause of action, and they could go into court for us violating our own regulation. Whereas if we decide after we published it that we don't want to do it for reasons Vice Chairman has enumerated or other reasons, then we will publish a notice of disposition, and that will probably be the end of it. I mean, we're currently being challenged for a failure to promulgate rules on political committees, and we've been waiting for the Congress for 18 months or so to sort out 527 legislation, and they haven't done that. But I just want to raise a little caution or reservation that however well-founded the Vice Chairman's concerns, they're not directed at this ministerial step.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I share all the concerns that the Vice Chairman has expressed, but I'm going to vote for the motion for really largely for the reasons that Commissioner Mason stated, that it is a ministerial step, and we have to do it at some point. And you know, we can do it now, we can put it off, but at some point we've got to put it out that we've at least received the petition. I just don't want people to get the wrong idea about this. I don't want people to create a sense of false expectations that because we're putting out the notice of availability that means that as soon as the comment period closes, we're going to rush out the door with an NPRM and get something in place in time for the fall election. I really can't guarantee that that's going to happen. We've got all this other stuff that we have to do first, and I don't even have time to think about what a good grassroots lobbying exemption would look like, and there's a lot of background discussion that has to take place, because for me, I am in agreement with the Vice Chairman that unless it looks like we can get to a rule at the end of the day that four people are willing to vote for, I will be very, very reluctant to open an NPRM. I'm willing to let the notice go out because it's ministerial, but I just don't want anybody to misread that vote for anything other than what it is, an approval of a ministerial step. And you know, whether there is something in place for this election or not on this grounds, I think, is very much up for grabs. I do very much appreciate, though, that all of these diverse people were able to agree on anything at all. And, you know, I applaud them for that. So
it's amazing what the McCain-Feingold law will do. It can bring disparate elements.
Creating strange allies, although perhaps some of these are not as strange as others. But I wanted to be very clear about that, because although I'm voting for Commissioner Von Smakovsky's motion, I do not necessarily agree with his reasons for making the motion with the rest of what he said. In fact, I'm more in sympathy with what the Vice Chairman said, but I think the I will vote for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Commissioner Walther.
I share the concern of both my colleagues on this issue. I think that we have deadlines imposed on us that those are our priorities by law, and they have really taken a tremendous amount of our time and effort and thought and exhaustion on the part of staff. And I do think this is a very important issue, the whole concept of creating this exemption. But I see the petition, and I see a lot of work to be done to find a balance that's going to work and find the consensus of the commission, and I don't think we should try and rush ourselves, but I do think we need to move on it. I would be disinclined to go forward right now if it creates any trigger or expectation that it's going to be done in time to meaningfully have it available before this election period. I guess it's possible, but it would surprise me. But if we're required to do it, as Commissioner Mason says, then obviously I'll follow the law. And I'm wondering if our general counsel might comment on that.
Mr. Norton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, we're required to do it. We're not required to do it today. Agencies commonly take weeks and months and even years before they issue these petitions. As Commissioner Mason says, it's true. Someone could go to court at some point and say it's been unreasonably long period of time, and the commission ought to be directed to issue the notice of availability. I don't think, however many weeks it's been since we've received this one, there'd be much of an argument that the commission is acting unreasonably if it didn't do it today. It has to go out at some point, though.
And for my part, I do appreciate the comments that have been expressed here, and we certainly have a full regulatory plate now, and it seems like it's always been that way. And I also appreciate the thought that if we were to undertake this rulemaking, whether this year or any year, it would be challenging. It would be a very challenging rulemaking, a lot of moving parts. And I do agree that it's important for us to emphasize that we retain discretion about whether to initiate a rulemaking at all. And part of that, I think, could be guided by what the comments have to say, and part of it, to be honest, could be guided by where we are in our other agendas. Where are we on the Shays rulemakings? We're looking to finish those in the next couple of weeks. And where are we on, I think it was Commissioner Weintraub mentioned, or maybe the Vice Chairman, the AOs, the advisory opinions that are stacking up here. And I think that we're fully entitled to assess all those factors. So I do share those thoughts, and that nothing we might do here today in any way obligates us to issue an NPRM. We certainly have issued a lot of NPRMs in the last year, but as Commissioner Walther mentioned, we were required by law to do that, whereas this is really more of a discretionary situation. So, but I am comfortable issuing the NOA. You know, it has been filed here. See what people have to say on the outside about the propriety of a rulemaking, and I guess we have a 30-day comment period, and take it from there. But I do concur with the thoughts of some of my colleagues in terms of everything else we have on our plate, the potential difficulty of the issues presented here, and the fact that we need to retain and do retain, as I understand legally, we retain the discretion, no matter what we do today, to decide later whether we're going to issue a rulemaking at all. So. Further discussion on Commissioner Von Spakovsky's motion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Nay. The motion passes by a vote of 4-2. Commissioners Von Spakovsky, Mason, Toner, and Weintraub voting affirmatively. The Vice Chairman and Commissioner Walther voting no. Thank you, Ms. Hemsley.